Well, hi, it's Mac, and once again I'm in the garden, and this time I'm doing a trial on a homemade lavalier microphone for my iPhone 4S for recording the audio boost. And of course, if this works, it will also work on my third generation iPad. This was a project, if you like, a project that took me all off 1 minute to do, following a YouTube video that I actually stumbled upon. And it was, I can't remember the guy's name, but it's one of these YouTube videos to do with those who film with video recorders, camcorders, and to improve their sound. And this guy came up with a great solution to get your own lavalier mic without spending megabucks. And so I have done that. And this is purely a test to see the quality of the sound. I have the new lavalier mic clipped to my t-shirt as I walk about the garden. And I'm keeping my head up, basically, so that I'm not speaking directly down into it. Of course, there's not a lot of sound going on here at the moment, just bird sound and some background noise. So if this is a success, I will be really pleased. I'll have saved a few pounds, and if the quality is good enough, great stuff. Okay, so part two of this trial for the homemade lavalier microphone on my iPhone 4S. Now, this will be a pretty good test, I guess, because A, I'm out of breath, slightly, because I'm out on my bike, and I'm heading out to a nearby town to visit someone, basically for 10 minutes, and then back home. And I had the option to take the car, but since it was such a beautiful afternoon, early evening, I thought I really need to get more out on the bike and stop driving everywhere. And it is absolutely beautiful. So we're going to have some wind noise, I guess, on this lavalier. And of course, if there is, I will be making a little windsock for it. But the main thing at the moment is to establish whether it produces decent sound by any means. Now, this is not to say that I am not going to buy a good quality lavalier. It's my full intention, and I have to drop the gear. This is a very steep 1 in 6. So, and we're down. So at this point, climbing the hill, my breathing should sound much heavier, and my legs, although you will not feel it, cannot be recorded. The lactic acid building up in them on this very steep little brae. But I've got the benefit on the way back. So it's very quiet and still here at the moment. Once I get faster, the wind noise will pick up, and we will see, or rather we will hear, just how good or bad this homemade budget lavalier mic produces. So I'll tell you the make of it. It was a Nokia. And I'll tell you how it's done. We take, and I should mention that the guy that demonstrated this took a perfectly new set of Apple earbuds, which are about £25 at the best price, I think, and proceeded to take the snips and cut the earbuds off. It's commuter time on this little back road, which you hardly got a vehicle on before, but now, because the main routes are so busy at the commuter times, it's getting pretty busy. So he proceeded to cut these earbuds off and then used the croc clip that you can purchase and took the croc, the little microphone clip part off, screwed it off and black taped the Apple microphone section to the little lapel clip and then demonstrated the sound, and it was amazing. It was really good. Now, the problem that there is with lavalier mics is, first of all, getting good quality without picking up too much extraneous noises, and then also to muffle them against wind noise. Wind noise, probably the biggest bane. You can divert the sound from various other things or pause, but if there's wind, you are stuck with it. You can't switch it off. Only God can do that. So, I'm now on a downhill section, and I'll pick up some wind speed just down this bit off-road. Can actually smell the tar there. Or maybe that's the rubber burning off my tyres as I pedal at Popeye speeds. Okay, this is going to be a 30 mile an hour. I suspect fully we go up to the big crank again, and I fully suspect odds of wind noise in this. But that's okay, because on a bike at this speed, even the top quality lavalier will have wind noise, absolutely. So, this is all a good test. And out of breath, Scotsman, at 30 mile an hour, on a bike. I deliberately put the pauses in there to hear the wind noise on its own. That's my excuse. You might read it as he's out of breath and has to catch it before he can talk again. You choose. I know my story. So, I'm almost where I should be, and if I do add to this test, I will have to think up what else would a lavalier come up against to ruin the sound. I will have to think on that one and then put it to the test. Traffic noise would be a good one, but you're never going to avoid that. And I'll give you a little observation since I started recording audio. Road street noises that I never used to be aware of, not knowledgeably. Now, when either recording audio or listening to audio, I've become absolutely accentuated and amplified in my mind and my ears. Buses now go by drumming out 500 decibels, as it appears so anyway. Even cars do a similar thing. So I see my friend awaiting at his door, and I shall now pull off the road and pause this audio view test.
for a moment in case I decide to I'd do it. Hello. I'm being greeted by my friend's dogs. I've got a gun, you know.